Big Breakfast. I'm waking up. 98 FM.
Welcome to Studio the Corona. Danny and Dave, I am good.
Thanks for having us.
You need a scarf in here, wouldn't you?
Yeah, the aircon really. Yeah, to the max.
Yeah, it's keeping us on our toes. So you've got a brand new album called Trust a Wire. Came out there on June 2nd.
Yeah, it came out on Friday. We're delighted with how it's going. It's all good. We're proud of it and it's getting a good reaction. So
this is your fifth album.
Yeah, so thanks for telling everyone how old we are.
I was going to say. It came out on record first. It was good in the 60s.
Yeah, exactly.
What have you learned so from the first? Did you do something the first one that you just said, okay, we're never doing that again, and you now laugh about it fifth one later?
No, it's funny, we were only talking about it the other night at the launch. Our manager Jim was saying it's 9.5 years since the first album came out, but it seems like it was only yesterday.
You fecked off to Dingle, did you, to write this one? Walking on Cars did that,
yeah, well, they're from there.
I was going to say that's their garden. But did you find it was not, did you lock yourself in the house, did you do anything weird?
Loads of weird things.
I was going to say
it's literally just the four of us in the house. That's when we work best, we lock ourselves away. Noxie does all the cooking, myself and Dave would just be chilling out playing FIFA while Noxie has the
nice.
And just for the record, I am better at Dave than FIFA.
Is that on Facebook?
He does the training mode though as well. Like, just fair time. That's actually true.
But Dave is better at Mario Kart. After a while, all our songs started sounding like the music to Mario Kart. It was really strange.
The new song is Real Feel.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with Real Steel, which is a movie with what's his name? Wolverine.
Oh, Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman in it. Yeah, where he fights robots. Is this about fighting robots?
It's not.
Okay,
that's unfortunate. That's the next one. That's the next thing. It's a song about an early relationship, meeting someone and being excited about seeing someone new, and so it's getting a great reaction. So we're delighted.
Speaking of relationships, Danny.
Don't worry. Don't even finish this.
Don't worry. You have been in plenty of relationships. So have I.
you never with each other yet, though. That's the problem. Maybe
I can feel your foot under the table. You've been in two, let's say, well known relationships. You're not in one anymore. So have you got any advice for someone like me who's looking to, maybe branch out into the celebrity relationship?
Don't tell anyone. Don't talk about it. That's the only piece of advice I give, right?
So don't go to events.
No
pictures in entertainment.ie.
Exactly. Yeah.
Grand, cool. Saw you at EP.
Yeah.
Brilliant gig.
Yeah, that was great.
Your black t-shirt, you out crowd surfing everybody. Were people touching your bum and stuff?
Sometimes.
We did
a gig there last week, and I did that thing at the end of the gig for Mark My Words, where I go out into the and sort of stand at the barrier.
Yes.
And but it's usually our manager Jim who has to hold me from falling.
Yeah.
And poor Jim usually gets a handful of my hairy bum. Yeah. And it's sweaty after a gig as well. And there's a great shot of our production manager Shane Dunn, who organises Independence there, has that festival in Cork as well. And of us in the Olympia, and he's holding me up, but it really looks like he's just sniffing my ass.
Okay.
We do end up in some precarious positions sometimes, but for the most part, I've never squashed anyone that.
Okay, cool. On the way, Niall Horan Slow Hands and an acoustic performance of the new Corona song, We Couldn't Fake It, next on 98 FM.
Niall Horan Slow Hands on 98 FM, it's 10 to 8. We're still here with the Coronas.
Have you ever seen the movie The Commitments?
I have.
Do you know the bit in that where he's trying to talk to the girls? He's like, you can't say Ruud, Sally Ruud.
Yeah.
You have to speak in an American or a kind of neutral. Yeah. You don't do that at all. I hear the dub in you. I hear the Irish in you.
I think as I get older, I've been a bit better with that a bit more as well.
Is that a conscious thing?
No, it's never been a conscious thing. It's sort of just, I think when we started the band, maybe I was listening to different bands and maybe I didn't have it as much, but it's just sort of now maybe I listen to, I love Damien Dempsey, I love people who sing in their own accent.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe it's the subconscious thing, but it's never something I think about. I've never thought that my voice has changed, but when you do listen back to the early albums, it does sound different.
But
I think that's just naturally changing as I'm getting older, each album, I suppose.
On the Irish, embrace it.
Exactly.
On the dubs. Yeah. But you are going to, just in case you're wondering, we are chatting to Danny and Dave from the Coronas. Their new album is Trust the Wire, not Thrust the Wire. Trust the Wire if you're tightroping. It came out last week on Friday, and the new single is Real Feel, which is a great song, but I kind of want to hear the acoustic version of We Couldn't Fake It. Do you think you could?
Absolutely.
Can you whip that up for me?
No problem. It's just the two of us now, so we'll do our best.
All right, take it away.
Covered in water, they left me for dead. She's somebody's daughter, somebody's friend. Would you notice me? Oh, would you notice me? Oh,
and I'm screaming, but you're already leaving, and I'm mad at myself. Yeah, almost believe that. Don't let me waste your time, 'cause we had it all before, and we never liked that. Leave alone, we don't need to change your minds, 'cause we never changed it all. Yeah, we couldn't fake that, no. And now it looks over before it even begins. Throw you over my shoulder, here we go again. 'Cause we're focusing on, yeah, we're focusing on. I'm screaming, but you're already leaving, and I'm just mad at myself, yeah, 'cause I almost believe them. Don't let me waste your time, 'cause we had it all before, and we never liked that. Leave it alone, we don't need to change your minds, 'cause we never changed it all. Yeah, we couldn't fake that, we couldn't fake that, we couldn't fake that. So let them all ignore us, I feel it, do you feel it? We know it's more important, believe it when you see it. I take something from it, even if you gotta take some of the blame. Find something that you know you can't replace. Don't let me waste your time, 'cause we had it all before, and we never liked that. Leave it alone, we don't need to change your minds, 'cause we never changed it all. Yeah, we couldn't fake that, we couldn't fake that, we couldn't fake that. We couldn't fake that. I feel it, and we couldn't fake that. I feel it. Do you feel it?
Yes.
Hey.
I like it. We play it all the time on the show.
Thank you very much.
It's a very nice one. I have one more question for you. There was you were talking about your manager grabbing your arse, which is lovely for people eating their breakfast. Something happened with Noxie's hair.
Yeah.
What was that? Someone cut off his hair.
We did a signing for, I think it was for Closer to You, the album for last, and it was an in-store, and there was this girl who just loved Noxie so much, and she was crying when she got to meet Noxie, and she was standing behind him taking a picture when we were doing the signing, and she had a scissors, cut a piece of his hair off.
Without him?
Without knowing, he was standing behind him. Cut a lock of his hair, started crying, oh, Noxie's hair, Noxie's hair is amazing. And then she started emailing her manager, Jim, after going, I sleep with Noxie's hair under my pillow every night.
That is really disturbing.
Yeah, it is. Mm. It's strange, all right.
Danny and Dave, thank you so much for coming in and performing the new song. All the best. I don't need to have to wish you good luck because these are awesome. Thank you for the relationship advice. And the best of luck.
Cheers. Thanks so much, Luke. Cheers.
Thanks, guys. Have you ever cut somebody's hair and slept with it?
Once.
And how did that work out?
She's had split ends.
All right, okay, cool. Greedy Guts on the way. It's 98 FM.